Horror Week.
Yeah.
Stories of the unknown.
The unexplained.
The unexplained.
The spooky.
So Amy had messaged us and about her newly built home.
That's crazy. She said, my newly built home is haunted.
Mm-hmm.
We've had pictures thrown at us, pool balls, tugs on our shirts.
Mm.
The most alarming is hearing someone call out our names.
Oh, geez.
Like if we're downstairs, I'd hear my husband call my name, even though he wasn't home.
Mm.
Thinking maybe he'd gotten home, I'd go upstairs. Nope, no one.
Wow.
My son was in his room with the door closed, and he said he heard someone running and then something slam into his bedroom door.
Wow.
Creepy. I mean, is this giving like poltergeist vibes?
Yeah, a little bit.
Of, like being built on an ancient graveyard? Do we know what's underneath your house,
right,
Amy?
Right, it's a new house. It shouldn't be haunted, right?
Yes!
Susie said, when I was a little girl, my twin bed was near my bedroom door. Throughout my childhood, I would occasionally wake up in the middle of the night and see an older lady with long white hair that was parted down the middle with piercing blue eyes staring at me.
Oh, well, that's a lot of detail.
I would initially be scared, but she actually had a calming effect.
What?
Later in life, I found my birth mom. I was adopted as a baby, and we got on the conversation about believing in paranormal activity. I told her about my experiences growing up, and she told me she had the same lady looking over her throughout her life at night as well.
Shut your mouth when you're talking to me. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
So then, like, Susie, we have to figure out, like, who that is.
Yeah.
That has to be a relative
of
both of you.
You got to figure that out.
We got to look through some old pictures of your family.
Coming up, we're going to hear Patrick's closet of horror story that he admittedly said he doesn't tell a whole lot of people this story.
Okay, let's tell everybody.
But he's telling us.
Okay, that's great.
All right, so that is coming up next. Horror Week. Your stories of the unexplained, the unknown, the haunts.
Mm.
Patrick.
When I was a little kid, me and my family and I, we lived in a very old house. Me and my brother actually slept upstairs. And upstairs, you turn the corner and go downstairs to a cubby hole at the bottom of the steps. We turned it into like a closet where you could hang coats and whatnot.
Sure.
So this is one of the main things that happened. Countless other things happened, but this is the one that really stuck with me. Middle of the night, I wake up. Don't know why, but I feel like something like woke me up. Obviously, a little kid wakes up middle of the night and wants his mom and dad.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So,
yes.
Turns, they run down the steps, and I look into the cubby hole, and I just see a shadowy figure. I don't know what it was, but I was scared out of my mind. So I ended up saying the heck with it, and I ran down the steps to go to my mom and dad because their bed was right around the corner as soon as you get off the steps.
Mm-hmm.
When I turned to go down the steps, I really don't like telling the story, but something literally grabbed me and pulled me into the coats.
What?
I blacked out. I don't remember what happened in the coats, but when I came to, my mom and dad were over me. And my mom and dad were like, is everything all right? Because they apparently heard me scream.
Yeah.
I don't even remember screaming. And all I remember is waking up with them over me. And I actually had, like, lashings on my back.
Oh, my gosh, Patrick.
Yeah. So, and we actually did some research later on. The house that we lived in was actually, like owner of slaves.
Mm.
And
oh, my gosh.
It was a lot. And apparently the cubby hole used to be a stairway down to the basement where they used to keep slaves, apparently.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
And they closed it off and just, like, boxed it in, and we just used it for coat racks, but that's what it was used for.
So how long did you end up staying in that house after that incident? I'm assuming that's the craziest thing that actually happened there, right?
Yeah, me and my brother both had countless things that happened to us. Nothing as extreme as what happened to me. But we didn't have a lot of money. So we actually had to stay there for about another year.
Well, I can understand why you don't like saying that story. That's a
Yes. What did your parents say? Did they see they obviously saw the marks on your back, right?
Yeah, I told them like what happened, like what I remembered happened, and my dad actually had one of our church priests come in and just kind of like say a prayer over
right.
me.
Yeah,
and
right.
Yeah.
It didn't stop it. Nothing that extreme ever happened again. But, I mean, just odd and end little things like toys moving and coats in the coat rack moving and noises. But
wow, oh, Patrick, thank you for sharing. That is
crazy.
Yep.
No problem. I don't tell that story a lot, but I kept hearing stories. I just wanted to get it out there.
All right. Thank you, Patrick.
Wow.
I mean, wow. Wow.
That's a lot. And now I'm going to walk quickly past my coat closet. Because yeah, of that. My goodness.
All right. Hey, thank you for that. It's Horror Week on 99.7 DJX.